And now, live from the Punky Bunker, it's Punky!
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Goopa Goopa.
Good evening.
Well done. You found Punky Radio. I'm the award-winning Paul B. Edwards.
I'm the award-winning Tony Hearn.
And we are never going to get bored of saying that.
Never. It's been 2 years and we're going to say it every single time.
Oh, do you know, I'm so excited about this week's show. I know a lot of podcasters maybe haven't been doing stuff over summer. A lot of people have other commitments. But you can count on Punky to come out every week, even though bands have been very slow at sending us stuff over the last week. It's because it's kind of summer breakdown for a lot of firms and all that, and I understand. So, because we haven't got a lot of new stuff in, this week, it's unashamedly, after playing songs by ourselves last week...
That's right.
I am unashamedly playing six of my favourite ever tracks that we've ever played on Punky this week.
Nice.
Some recently, some further back. All great.
Too right.
Yeah, they are. And do you know what? Interestingly, I got one, two, three... Only one of them is from outside the UK.
Which
is unusual, because I'm loving all the foreign music we get, but we've only got one from outside the UK, but don't worry, it's a great show.
I wonder which one it is from the outside the UK.
Do you, really? Do you really? You might get it wrong. I don't know, doubt it. Finally, I have the results of the Setting Sun competition, by the way, and I have to say, I kept it going for a week, but I didn't say... I said because we'd had a lot of entries in, but I actually wanted people to double check. Because we got a lot of wrong answers.
Oh, yes.
Because, and we did stress, when we played the Setting Sun, they were on Bad Afro Records. That was a correct answer.
Yes.
Right. Not on the show we last played on, but we have done in the past. But we did say how they were spelt, which is the Setting Sun, S-O-N.
Right.
Now, there is another band called the Setting Sun, S-U-N.
Right.
Quite a few of you got it wrong and gave me the wrong information.
Right.
I know nothing about this other band. I don't even want to check them out.
Maybe that Tony guy shouldn't have put Setting Sun S-U-N in the show notes every time we played them.
Did you do that?
Yeah. Could be my fault. Anyway.
Jesus. No, the thing is, I correct all of your mistakes.
All right.
So when it went on the onto Podcast Adding everywhere else, all the things, it should have had the right stuff on. Because I know that you haven't got the information always. So anything you've got wrong... normally quite a bit. I do instead. So anyway, I can exclusively reveal that the winners were Beck, open brackets, That Girl, close brackets, who I don't think we've heard from before.
No.
And Josh in Brid. Now, I'm assuming that's Bridlington.
Okay.
But I don't know. But Josh in Brid, well done. And Beck, That Girl, we don't know where you're from, Beck. Hopefully not the moon. But I will send you emails to say that you've won ASAP. Hopefully you're listening anyway, and the rest of you, sorry, it sounds like you've been kiboshed by Tone there.
Hey, sorry.
But the correct answer was it's The Setting Sun, S-O-N. And if you haven't won, buy it. It's a great album. I know quite a few of you that entered said, oh, please let me win. It is fair. You're randomly selected.
Yeah.
And do buy it. It's not a vast amount of money. It's not going to cost you a great deal, and it is a great album. Great album, Tony, by the Newtown Centres, of course. The Reason You're Alive.
Yes, it is.
Oh, yeah. And what's one of my favourite songs ever that's on here?
Bacalhau.
Which, of course, means?
Don't know.
Salt cod in Portuguese.
Oh, there you go.
Uniting fans and languages across the lands. What I want to know is, Tony, right? Actually, what do I want to know about the
Newtown? I don't know. What do you want to know?
The thing is, we're not going to do that this week. We're not going to do everyone's MySpace and that. We've mentioned all of their MySpaces enough times. We've mentioned their websites enough times. We're going to put them all in the top, friends. You'll have to go to our MySpace page to hear them. This is, in my opinion, one of the best songs ever written. This is Bacalhau.
I never wanted to go out on the pool. I only went out for a few games of pool. I wanted one drink, but stay for several. I paid for every game and lost them all. I wasn't down, being down on my luck. Always expect the unexpected bunker. I went upstairs to the bit where you dance. I was looking for a little romance. I was alone, my money blown. But I could dance cause my friends had gone home. I caught her checking at my body popping. She caught me clocking, her body stocking. I thought no words would be needed here. But then some fella come and whispered in her ear. And he was tall, and he was dark, and she was laughing at that circling shark. Given up on her butt. The thought of him and her was turning my gut. I had to step in to save the day. I walked right up with this to say. He made me lush, but I'll make you blush. Oh yeah. I may be trouble, but he'll give you thrush. Two kinds of my wise crack. He gave me a smack, so I gave him a smack back. We were rolling around in the dust. I saw that girl turn and leave in disgust. I pinned him down. He grabbed my crotch. But then I felt he wasn't hurting me much. I looked into his eyes and he into mine. It was a frozen moment in time. I can't profess to being that way inclined, but the feel of that square jawline, so fine, all mine. I'm gonna take that kind of pain in my mind. He's a shifty so-and-so.
I just love it. I'm loving all the songs this week, as I'm loving the Dead 60s who I've got underneath.
Oh, yes.
That's how, when I'm excited about a show, I think I always start with the Dead 60s, don't I?
Yeah, yeah.
Loving it. Their new single's out soon.
Oh, excellent. So we finally get to hear some of the new stuff then.
Yeah. Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. They haven't changed too much.
Should be all right.
Mixed reports about them. What can I say? MySpace, latest comments. Thank you all so much for you continuing to send us MySpace comments. We do really need them, particularly this week. We're not going to go into details yet, but
no.
Basically, we might have to start making two shows at a time.
Yeah.
So it means that we need as many comments and things as possible, so we've got enough to fill up each show. I mean, there's always going to be stuff to talk about.
Yeah.
I'm a gasser. But it's nice if you've got something to tell us, send us to it on MySpace, or if you like, we'll start looking at the Facebook group. And thanks to those of you that have added us and joined the Facebook group over the last week. Thank you so much for that. But MySpace still remains just about the most effective way to get something read out on this show, I would say.
Yeah, it is.
Fair enough. MySpace.com/Punky Radio. Please leave us a comment. If you haven't added us a friend already, do, because we've actually we lost 160 friends.
Did we?
Yes. And I'm very pleased, because it was most of the ones that I'd added when drunk. You know, porn stars and the like. And a lot of
she's lovely.
A lot of them have had their profiles deleted. And I did notice that there was a few things saying profile deleted in the friends,
yeah.
And then they've all gone at the same time. MySpace just must have had a clean out.
All right.
So we dropped 160, because we had over 4,000, didn't we?
Yeah.
And we've got 3,800 and something.
Blimey.
Yeah, so I'm quite pleased, because MySpace is now self-pruning, which I'm pleased about.
Good.
That. It's getting rid of the rubbish, unlike my forums. Anyway, please do add us, if you're on MySpace, add us and leave a comment. We'll leave a comment back. We're very good like that. First one from Miriam. Now, she is... Oh, I'll just tell you. Thanks, in order to have accepted the demand. See, make appeal to you, comment the photos. Do not have comments. Excuse my English, but is Italian. Miriam. Miriam is in that kind of indie box crowd, the Italian
right.
punk scene and that.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tasty piece of stuff. Yeah. There. Bella. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, she's like... I'd have her running away. Right. She's absolutely lovely, and she wants us... and other people who had her to leave comments about her photos for whatever reason.
Oh, okay.
I haven't done yet, but I'm going to find it very easy to leave comments for a photograph as long as I have the tissues with me when I'm looking. What the fuck? I've been on oldie for a week and my computer tells me I'm behind 3 episodes of Punky. However, I caught a great gig Sunday before last, City Invasion Tour at the Astoria with a bunch of class bands like Leftover Crack, The Business, Sonic Boom 6, Suicide Bid and The Peacocks. What a fun day that was.
Nice.
Sick boy. That's the bit I like there. What a fun day that was. Go and see The Business and calling it a fun day. Peacocks are great as well. Thank you, sick boy. Sorry that I haven't posted in a while. It's not that I don't care. It's just that I am an ass. Normally, I tend to send comments and suggestions, but they don't seem to have been needed. Paulie is still a god among men, and Tony is slightly less effeminate. Your show continues to bring a ray of sarcasm in an otherwise boring week. Forever a devoted fan, Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Aye.
P.S. The Cemetery Surfers are scheduled to go to Amsterdam sometime next year. Maybe we could stop by the UK and down a few pints with Tony's mum, I mean. Love you guys. Now fuck off and keep me laughing. Oh yeah, it's my birthday as of today. This was sent last week. Aye. I am fucking ancient and fat. Ugly Shoes, we love you. Of course you should try and stop off in the UK. If you can't, fuck it, I'll come to Amsterdam.
Why not?
I like going there. And Jeff, I'm going to see you when we come on holiday. It's official.
Yep.
I'm going. You're not, are you?
No.
Too tight.
I've been in Chicago, but...
Too tight.
Yeah, too tight.
Oh, no, actually as well, you know, you don't deal with long... You don't deal with driving and two nights in a row. You'll be well rid of me for a few days.
Yeah.
You'll be able to relax and open your guidebook, Chicago on a fiver.
That's right.
I imagine you'll be loving for the whole week. Oh, what can I do? It's free. You're gonna go to a lot of museums.
Yeah, a fiver's like $100 though, isn't
it? That's true, yeah. Actually, for a fiver, you'd probably hire a Learjet.
There you go.
Oi, vomit. There's nothing wrong with Grimsby. We live in Grimsby. Apart from the chav culture we have here, it's a great town. Next time you're in Grimsby, go to Willie's Bar in Cleethorpes. Once you've been there, you'll never want to leave. Gaz and Gaz, that's from gazandgaz.com. I think they have a show as well. Check them out, right. Gaz and Gaz.
Excellent.
I have got a story about two of my brother's mates called Kaz and Baz that I don't think I'll have time for this week. It'll be one of those ones that just comes out because it includes
like
a famous person. It includes a famous person, yeah. It's nothing to do with me, it's about them and a famous person, which is a very funny story. Don't think we'll have time for it this week, though. Thank you very much, Gaz and Gaz. And Vomit, fair play to you, but bear in mind, Gaz and Gaz, Vomit are from Southend. They're not going to be able to understand what anyone's saying in Grimsby. In fact, I could reread this out in a Grimsby accent, born as I was in Scunthorpe. So I am officially allowed to call the types of Grimsby codheads. Like,
oi, Vomit! There's nothing wrong with Grimsby! We live in Grimsby, part of the chef culture we have here, it's a great town! Next time you're in Grimsby, go to Willie's Bar and Cleethorpes! Once you've been there, you don't want to leave, because it goes to a club! Ah!
Thanks, TMP, for playing Slow Burning Car. They'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Minneapolis, Minnesota. That's how they start. Basically, Minnesota Yodelers.
Right, okay.
Have you seen Fargo?
No. No, I'm
meaning to. Oh, well, that'll mean nothing to you then. But I think Fargo's set in northern Minnesota, right?
Right.
I think, or it's up there somewhere. Where's Fargo? I can't remember where Fargo is.
It's full of North Dakota. It's cold, wasn't it?
It's very cold, yeah. But they've all got that weird kind of Germanic American accent. Minnesota. Thanks, TMP, for playing Slow Bunny Car. They'll be at the Hard Rock Cafe in Minneapolis, Minnesota on September 15th. When I heard them getting played, I smiled an even bigger than I usually do listening to you two. Nice. Also, The Rockets, myspace.com/The Rockets Band, that's Rockets with a Z, will be in Colorado and Texas in the coming weeks, and we'll be performing 3 times a night, 5 days a week, at Knott's Berry Farms Halloween Haunt in October. That's in Buena Park, California, USA, in case you want to take the trip. Can't. The Rockets are the first... I'm not calling you names. The Rockets are the first professional band to be invited to play the Haunt, so go support them because they're an incredible band live. Mad Marge and the Stonecutters are signed to people like you.
Oh, brilliant.
And their second CD should be out in November. They'll be in Europe around then too. Just an incredible set at the last Warped Tour stop yesterday, Saturday. Keep up the great work, Paulie and Tony. And that is, of course, from Brett, Tallman.
Oh, of course, yeah.
Thank you very
TNP,
much.
TNP, like it.
Brett at Tallman PR. And, yes, people like you have said we can play whatever we want from them, so that's great.
Oh, excellent.
So hopefully we'll get the new Mad Mice CD and we will feature it. Guess it's been a while, and I guess this is a little late, but award... Oh, I'm going to read this out, right. I'm going to read this out exactly how it is.
Okay.
Guess it's been a while, and I guess this is a little late, but award, ot, no, you two are still a couple faux twats. Keep up the good work, Kayla. There's the twat there, little missy pissy can't spell. I think she was probably drunk when she wrote that.
A little bit.
Yeah, but anyway, thank you very much, Kayla. We have missed you.
Yeah.
And sorry I'm not getting as far as Jacksonville.
No.
But actually, from Jacksonville, you can fucking come to Columbus, Mississippi. September the 26th. More information about that later on.
Excellent. It's this month.
Cool. It is this month. A brand new month, as you will now explain.
Yes. Thank you. Podcast Alley. It's a new month as of Saturday, just gone. So please do vote for us at Podcast Alley. Quickest way of doing it, go to punkyradio.com and hit in the please important vote for us link.
That's easy for you to say.
It was.
Say that again.
Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com. Top screen is an important please vote for us link. Hit that, enter your email address and a subject and a comment if you so wish, because we read out the best comments. And we need all your comments if you can, but more importantly, just please vote for us. You will not be spammed.
Vote punky.
Vote punky. So vote for justice. There you go. So here we go. Vote punky. There you go. And that's from Bill.
Thanks, Bill.
Short to the point, you know, that's what we want you to do.
Bill's cool.
Gooper, Gooper, I love this podcast. Couldn't go without my weekly fix of Paulie B and Tony.
Is this from me?
No. It makes me happy. Keep up the good work, you smack tards. That's from Claire Spracklin.
Thank you, Claire.
Thank you very much.
I'm glad you think that. If you want to send us a photo.
Why not? Paulie B at punkyradio.com.
Yeah, all right, Tony.
Tony is my favourite guitarist in alcohol ever. That's from Tommy.
Your is dad. That from my dad?
That's your dad.
That's from my dad.
Oh, he loves
thanks,
me.
Dad.
Oh. Milky Pants.
Milky Pants.
Oi, oi. From Milky your Brazilian Pants. Fan. Hey. I want to congratulate you guys.
Rude boy.
For so many great punky shows.
Rude boy.
Keep it up. P.S. I just caught up with the latest show. I've been busy than a one-legged cat trying to bow shit on a frozen pond. But I'm still around. Cheers from Brazil. Marcos. Rude boy.
We're loving Marcos. One of my favourite listeners.
He's been listening for
it's
a while.
It's my favourite... Band special, it's favourite listener special. We've had Kayla. Sorry, we've had Kayla. Kayla has been involved in the show already.
She has.
And now Marcos. Who else will come up during the show? I just don't know. No. It's going to be good though. Hey, next song.
One last comment.
Oh, sorry.
Mighty Fine Podcast. Excellent podcast, rammed full of quality music and entertainment. Let's just hope that Tony isn't rammed full of Paul. I think that
no chance.
Phase is over.
I've gone right off him.
Yeah. Just finished listening to the back shows on 25th of July 2006.
Crikey.
Now I'm lost with what to listen to until the new show is out. Keep up the good work. Cheers, Steve.
No problem, Steve. I'm afraid we can't go back any further, can we? If that's all that's on iTunes now, that's it.
It's the 4th of April, I thought.
Does it only go back a year? Or how can you go back to the 4th of April?
Go to punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
Oh, it's all there. They're all there. Yeah. Punkyradio.btpodshow.com. If you want to hear fine music like this, this is Goldblade. This is Psycho.
We live in medieval times. But God, they cannot deny this. The streets are full of sex and violence. The situation seems so vacant. Sometimes I feel so reckless. Sometimes I feel pretty wild. My name was Psycho. My name was Psycho. My name was Psycho, yeah.
never cross. Green mountain bar, God last time it's out. Step on the lip, I'm fucking street foul. Face down, face down, it was too nice. Roller every game, got smoked out fights. Some friend can try pitching up the sand. England destroys and England is banned. Sometimes I feel so reckless.
His name is Psycho.
It is.
This is Mustang Lightning.
I love that song.
That was Goldblade. All if you want to find out more about the bands this week, you will have to go to myspace.com/punky radio. They will all be in our top friends. We're not doing websites or anything this week.
Okay.
We've mentioned these guys often enough. We haven't played all the tracks before.
Right.
I think there's at least one that I don't think we've played before.
Okay.
But they're favourite bands. All
great. Yeah.
All superb. All brilliant. Please do check them out. Right, I've got have I said this is Mustang Lightning? Yes.
Nope.
This is Mustang Lightning.
Okay.
Brilliant. I've got a little email conversation. He's already been mentioned to the show. Jeff Ugly Shoes.
Yes.
One of the favourite contributors, etc. Looking forward
Long
to
time.
Meeting him. Got on email. I sent him an email. I sent him he sent me my message about his birthday, and I sent him one back saying, I'm going to email you about the trip arrangements. I think I'm going to be there around the middle of the last week of September in Columbus, Mississippi. Got this back from him. Hi Paulie, can't wait to see you on the 9th and 26th on the 26th of September. I'm thinking he means on 9/26.
Oh,
on the 26th of September we have Saliva, 12 Stones, Inholt, Man and Vision. The show is almost sold out already. They don't even know I'm coming yet. But of course you get a backstage pass. See ya, Jeff. Wrote back to him straight away. Right, I'll be there for the 26th then. Never heard of any of the bands, but I'll take your word for it. Oh, and seeing as Tony won't be coming, maybe you could set me up with the big titted chick. You need to go back through a lot of episodes to know about this.
Okay.
I may even be down the night before yet, not sure. I'll get in touch when I know more. Cheers, mate. Paulie B. Got this back from Jeff. I think she died. Or married a brother or something. This is Mississippi. But not to worry. Lots of trailer trash here. Convince Tony to come. He's actually one of my favourite musicians. But don't tell him I said that, Jeff.
Oops.
Curses.
Oh.
I sent him one back saying, I think he's a cunt.
Yeah, fair enough.
He's not covered, he's too tight. That's it, I'm quite happy for you to go straight for it. If
okay.
you have one, a twat.
I do have a twat.
But I know the second half of the show is going to drag on longer than
normal. Alright, okay. If you have a twat to nominate, please do email me though, because I'm always ready for new twat. And it's drying up a little bit again.
I love the way you say that.
Thank
I'm always ready
much.
For new twat. Look, honestly, what we're basically saying is, we work as hard as we can on this show in the time we have for it, but we are busy doing other things. We've both managed to get four or five other jobs on the go. We
yeah.
love doing it, but we need your help. We need you to get in. We need you to be proactive.
Yep.
If you're a band and you want to be played on it, send us a CD. If you're a listener and you want something read out, send us it. If you know someone who you think should be a twat, let us know. If you've
yep.
got a poem, give us it, etc., etc.
Simple as
do
that.
Do it through the right channels, which are tony@punkyradio.com or paulieb@punkyradio.com. I'll shut up and let him do his twat.
Okay. And this week's twat, some M's. Always a good
another
contributor.
Another one of the favourites. This
see,
is great.
It's like a big family.
I've met her.
You have?
She got all nervous, bless her.
Aww.
I understand that. A lot of women quake before me. Most of them end up on their knees.
She's got a to-do list in 2007.
I hope I'm not one of them.
M's to-do list is to meet Paul and Tony from Punky.
Well, she's met me already.
Yeah, she crossed you off. Yeah. I'm next. Scary.
Yeah, she probably won't bother about you.
No, I wouldn't thought so. Anyway, to some M's. Hey, Tony. I have a big twat that spoiled my weekend. This is a few weeks old.
All right.
She's about a month old. His name is Dave. He's my boyfriend. He's in Bishop Stortford and Hearts.
He's a nice guy, Dave. I'm already Dave. Nice fella.
See, I think this is going to be back on the controversy again. You'll see. Dave and I went to Western Supermare at the weekend to see T4 on the beach.
And me.
It was that long ago, yeah. First of all, it was a mile walk to the other side of the beach from our hotel. I wasn't happy. Then another mile long queue. Not good. As soon as we got onto the beach, it was like Glastonbury on sand thanks to the lame weather the night before. Basically, Dave had my purse, mobile and jacket in his rucksack.
The lame weather was the stuff that had stopped me getting there in the first place.
Is it?
That was the floods. That was when I couldn't get past Swindon. Everyone should be allowed to get past Swindon.
Yeah, his purse, mobile jacket in his rucksack, and we stood up quickly because I wanted to ram myself down the front for McFly and funeral for a friend.
Yeah.
You're not doing yourself any favours.
Which one's a Twitter? Which one's a Twitter?
Oh dear.
That funeral for McFly, I would go to.
That would be worth it.
I'm quite talented sometimes. That was quite a good line.
That didn't work, so I walked back to where...
Yes, it did. It was really funny.
Where we split up and he wasn't there. Cut a long story short, thanks. It took me an hour and a half searching for him and I was hungry, thirsty and cold. So I thought, fuck this, and we left to walk back to the hotel. The prick stayed there until the end while I was stuck back in the hotel in tears with a busted knee. Not a very nice day, thanks.
He was probably drinking.
Probably. We're catching the bands. There you go. That's Mems.
I wouldn't have caught the bands. I'd have dropped them.
Not McFly, no.
No, actually, well, you know, we've discussed this before. Be honest with you.
The good
McFly,
musicians.
Not just that, but McFly are a way into punk rock for kids.
Yeah.
They're the star, aren't they? They're accessible, friendly, happy, smiley.
Compared with the other boy bands.
Well, against what else they could be listening to.
Yeah.
I've got to hand it to McFly. Take it back.
Good
Love
point,
them.
Actually. But funeral for a friend?
No.
All right, let's say it then.
So, Dave from Bishop Stortford in Hertfordshire
is a twat, but not really.
Not really, no.
Yeah. There you go. Next band up aren't twats, they're amazing. Zombeen and the Skeletones.
Oh.
What a link.
Oh,
Zombeen and the Skeletones. And this might be the first ever song of theirs we played. This goes right back to when we first started.
Okay.
It was from a little EP called I Was a Human Bomb for the FBI, which is the title track, which we have played before. We're not playing.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
And, it actually was re-released on a compilation of the EPs they brought out called Monsters on 45, which I believe is already sold out.
Oh, right, okay.
I'm not sure, but it's a fantastic album, Monsters on 45. It's got loads of great stuff. It's got Spring Heel Jack, Zombie Hop, Come On, basically all the tracks off the EPs. Stacey Stasis, what's the Red Planet, was that one?
I can't remember.
Great song. Anyway. Check out Zombina's page. Not going to tell you what it is, though. You have to find it out for yourself. Great band. And this is what I think this is one of the first songs we ever played. This is Punk Rock Vampires, Destroy. Punk Rock Vampires, I go. Good. It's
nice.
Too good for this show. Too good for this show. I'm loving the music this week. I want to, before we start any music going on or do what we normally do in this bit, let's just mention all the ways you can listen to this show.
All right, okay.
Because there are so many ways to listen to this show. Let's start at the top and say the thing we want you to do the most is...
Yeah. Punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
No, subscribe to iTunes.
Oh, okay. I thought we'd go with the BT Pod Show.
Well, no. Even they've said... It's all in everyone's interest for us to go
subscribe at iTunes. Easiest way, go to punkyradio.com and on the left there's an iTunes badge. Hit that and you'll be taken to our iTunes page.
iTunes is good.
Yeah.
If you're interested in setting up your own little radio station with loads of good podcasts and things on, of which obviously will be the main one.
Obviously.
Then where'd you go?
BT Pod Show, which is punkyradio.btpodshow.com.
It's a really good little thing. It's kind of a MySpace for podcasts.
Yeah.
Isn't it? And there's loads of bands on there as well and what have you. But
shows and all that,
they've got this feature on it where you can set up your own radio station. and you can just go around, find it. And most of the podcasts you like have got their own little radio thing set up, so you can see what they like, so it's easy to find. And it's not just pod show shows on there.
No.
There's millions on there.
Yeah.
And basically, you can set this thing up, so every time you turn on your computer, or every time you want to download to our iTunes, download to your iPod.
Yes.
That's better. You've got a load of stuff you want to hear right there. It is really good. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't mind saying so. I have my radio player on. I occasionally do have it on.
Excellent.
And it's really good. Really good. Also, punkyradio.com.
Yep.
You can just get the thing from there.
Always on the front page.
Yep. Always on the front page. The latest show's always on the front page. Also, if you're one of these people that likes to listen to internet radio while you're working and grafting, doing other things or whatever, recommend two places.
Yep.
Hussieskunk.com, which is HussieSkunk.com, which again, I was listening to the other night, and it was just back-to-back music when I was listening. Absolutely brilliant. Really, really good. Very much sort of modern punk rock, ska punk and all that sort of thing. Very sort of Rancid-y.
Yeah, yeah.
If you like Rancid and stuff like that, you're going to love it. And
we're on twice a week.
Two or three times a week we're on as well. Right. So you can accidentally hear us on there because we're never sure what time we're going out on there. And they're great, Hussie Skunk as well. Really, really good guys. Also, Wicked Radio.
Wicked Radio, of course.
And it's wickedradio.org.
Org, yeah.
And Wicked Radio, do you want to talk about it?
It's a pirate radio station based in...
Started off in Wisconsin.
Wisconsin.
And it's grown.
But it's now rebroadcast all over the world.
One goat herder in Wisconsin has done all this. One pancreatically challenged goat herder has made the world a better place.
So we're in Russia, aren't we?
We go out on it nightly, for starters. Or depending on where you are in the world at the same time every day. And they treat us like the fucking Simpsons. There's random shows all week, new show on a Saturday.
Yeah.
Brilliant, right? And we go out in 13 countries, including Russia, South Africa, Madagascar, US, and North Korea.
There you go.
And just when you didn't think it could get any weirder, you can also now listen to us on Second Life. Can you believe it? You can virtually listen to us in a pretend fashion, in a way we don't quite understand.
Not at all.
But if you go to Trent Island, you'll find it.
Right.
Go to Trent Island in Second Life, if you're on Second Life, and go to the social scene.
Okay.
And you will find Punky Radio in a way I don't really understand.
No.
But we're finding so many ways to get ourselves out there. And please, every single one of you that does listen, we do like it if you get back to us. I think that's about it, isn't it?
I think so.
Have I told you about GoDaddy yet?
Not yet, no.
It's about the time I did then.
Okay.
Essentially, GoDaddy.com are a web services provider, so when you go on there, you will quickly and easily discover that you can get a great deal on domains, web hostings, SSL certificates, which are...
SSLs.
Increased site traffic, as well as opportunities to auction off existing domain names that you no longer need, shopping cart constructions, and... You might need a bit of compression there.
Nice.
So all you will be toadies out there might just be able to have a go at it yourselves. After all, everything is laid out really simply on the site, and... If you type in your code PUNKY1, that's
PUNKY1,
into the space provided, you can get an additional 10% off. Particularly good if you're in the UK as well, because there's now a PUNKY2 code, which entitles you to 20% off any purchase over £25. It's a no-brainer. And why is that, Tony?
Because of that exchange rate, baby!
So go to GoDaddy.com for all your internet and web hosting needs. Can you talk about something, Tony?
Yeah, I forgot to mention it last week. Our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. We have a group on there. It's kind of like a set of user forums, etc., where you can get together and talk. It's called Punky Owns. If you go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio, there's a group section on there. Hit the link, you'll be taken straight there. You can talk amongst yourselves, and you can try and locate Bear. Because we don't know where
he is. Locate Bear.
Where's Bear?
Where's Bear?
Bear's where? I don't know. So... MySpace.com/punkyradio, and it's called Punky Owens.
And is there a way to, can we set up to, I've noticed lots of podcasts, they have, there's a player on the site where you can just start listening to the podcast.
We should be able to.
Is that something we can do? I just think it might be a good way for people visiting the MySpace page. They already get the profile, but if they've got the option to maybe just, it's something we can think about, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
Because I don't think there's enough ways to listen to this show.
That's right.
Have I mentioned this is Zombie Ghost Train?
No.
Played him after Zombina and the Skeleton. See what I've done? Z, 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 Z. Oh, I've got all the Z's. Basically, I've got 30 seconds to kill it. I'm all set up. I'm not used to it. I'm a bit freaked out.
Should we just play the song?
I think we should.
Okay.
Let's just play it. This is one of my favourite bands ever, and they're from outside the UK. They're from Finland.
Of course.
They're called Sweatmaster. Are you ready to get your white Marlboros from the kiosk? There you go.
Kiosk! Kiosk! Kiosk!
Get your white Marlboros from the kiosk! There you go.
Get your white Marlboros from the kiosk. Oh, there you go. Now give a smile to the clerk. Maybe she can give you what you want. I know I tried with no luck, 'cause you always get something wrong. Now I'll sing you a song with no words to get wrong.
Sweatmaster.
Yes.
Followed by the brilliant Cemetery Surfers. Jeff Ugly Shoes, he's really getting involved this week, isn't he?
Excellent.
You might remember a couple of weeks ago, I played a track from the latest recording session by the fabulous band Hertfordshire-based called The Blowjobs.
Yes.
Featuring on this occasion Slightly Cunty James.
Oh, right, yeah, yeah.
I thought I'd play, and when I first heard the three tracks they sent us, I'll be honest with you, I wasn't over keen on, as excited as I was about it, the White Riot stroke Blitzkrieg Bop mashup.
Yeah.
Now, I've changed my mind.
Oh, is it growing on you?
Oh, brilliant, yeah. Absolutely brilliant. This is a terrific band. If you're listening to Punky for the first time, we like to unite fans and bands across the
lands. Yeah.
This is one band. I am going to read out their website.
Yeah.
If I can remember it. They're in our top friends.
I know it.
But it's, yeah, what is it?
It's myspace.com/ We Are The Blowjobs.
We Are The Blowjobs. Myspace.com/ We Are The Blowjobs. You need to check this band out. They're amazing. I've never heard that. They're like the Polyphonic Spree.
Yeah.
Aren't they? The amount of people in this band and the amount of different sounds they get out. And they're just wonderful.
It's mind-blowing.
It's actually has been mind-blowing for Hamboy, who is, of course, in the band. The band are Hamboy and Always Looking, essentially.
Yeah.
A bit like Devilish Presley in that respect.
Yeah.
It's husband and wife team. Yeah. And I think they're up there with Devilish Presley.
Oh, really?
Yeah. A quality band who Devilish Presley experimented with a real drummer called Ken.
Yeah.
They did say thank you very much for... Oh, by the way, that was one of the comments that... Yeah, I said last week, I had a couple of comments on them on our other profile. They said thank you very much for playing the band again, and thank you very much for the hints and tips about getting a drum machine with a quip.
Nice.
We've taken it on board.
Excellent.
In many ways, the drum machine with the quiff for the Blowjobs is Slightly Cunty James.
Right.
Here's the proof. This is a little snippet. if you will, a mashup. It must have taken them ages to get this. They must have been in the studio for hours on end, days, weeks and months. Must have all vanished into each other as they contemplated this amazing album. How good is that?
Nice.
How good is that? They're just an amazing band. I'd love to see them live.
Yeah.
Let's talk about them doing a gig towards Christmas.
Really?
Talk about it.
Excellent.
That's all at this stage. Right, next up, we've got, as you know, I go a bit mad on MySpace. I also go a bit mad on Facebook, and I am pleased to reveal that my Facebook Scrabulous obsession has taken a turn for the better.
Right.
I have started to beat Mahara, the 49-year-old vixen from Montreal, Canada. Oh, yeah. Basically, I found out, like, I freaked her out. She kept putting down these words I hadn't heard of, and I thought I knew all words.
Yeah.
So every time she put down a word I hadn't heard of, I accused her of making it up and cheating.
Right.
And it's got into her psyche. She smokes a lot of pot.
Right, okay.
It's got into her psyche. I freaked her out, and she started to think she might be evil. And she started to think, if she puts down a word I haven't heard of down, I'll get really angry. Because she doesn't want to upset me, probably because she fancies me like all 49-year-old Canadians from Montreal do. She stopped putting them down.
All right.
So I'm doing better. I'm on a couple now.
Oh.
Completely stiffed the other night as well.
Really?
Only in Scrabble.
Okay.
I am going to be putting my guitar on later on in,
you
in
are?
The show as well.
Yeah.
Which is just reminding me of something else that I said at the Reading Festival a couple of weeks back when I mentioned Amy Winehouse. I may do that bit as well. I'm not sure. I'll just tell you now. Right, I went on stage and went, just got the guitar and she went, they wanted me to go to rehab. I said, yeah, right, I maybe ought to, right? And I said, that Amy Winehouse, she's got a nerve. Like, there's 2,000 kids in this tent, right? I said, that Amy Winehouse has got a nerve, by the way, cancelling her tour. And have you know, I was up till 5 o'clock this morning playing Scrabble online and I'm here. You just looked at me like I was weirder than usual. Anyway. Facebook, please do add me. If you do add me on Facebook, if you're already on Facebook, I'd rather you went to join the punky group.
Yeah.
And then I'll find you and add you. And as soon as you accept me, I will make up something about how we met. Or you can make it up yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever you do. This is a Paul's favourite special this week. Just happens the four people I've got here are four of my favourites who are on Facebook. That's like MySpace, Facebook.
I like Macebook.
That would work. Macebook.
For people you hate.
No, you'd love Macebook.
Yeah, I would.
You'd love it. You could just walk up to chicks. come with me. Emma Bowditch, also known as Ems.
Ems, of course, yeah.
Some of you might think you know how I met her.
Oh, right,
but would you like me to tell you how I met her?
Yeah, how did you meet?
We met randomly. Emma explained to me the mystery of Cocoa Pops. I still don't really buy the whole they make the milk all chocolatey, but I will accept that when it's nighttime in the kitchen, they beat up the Rice Krispies, the little tinkers. Dean Brooks is also known as Eddie Hitler and resides just north of Hitchin in Hertfordshire in a beautiful little town called Arlesey, which a lot of people called Arsley, and they're wrong. It used to be the longest village in the country, but then they made it a town, so now it's got fuck all. But would you like to know how I met Dean?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you, we met randomly. Dean was responsible for World War II, the Korean War and the Battle of the Planets. I solved two of them, but I don't speak Korean, which complicated matters. Felix Ian Simon Canfield Walker, a.k.a. Hamboy, is a good friend of mine.
Yes.
Some of you might think I actually met him for the first time in the ill-fated barber's salon that he used to work in.
Mm-hmm.
However, I didn't. Would you like to know how we really met?
How did you meet?
I'll tell you. Felix was the first transvestite to realise my talents as a steeplejack. Before I knew it, he had me demolishing the 2,000-foot Danny LaRue Tower to make way for the construction of Swiss Cottage. Rob Collins, you may know better as Way of the Bob.
All right, yeah.
A big fan of Total Talk Nonsense,
yep.
And clearly a smallish fan of ours.
Yeah.
And you might think I met him online randomly.
Yeah.
However, would you like to know how we really met?
How did you meet?
Now, well, Rob actually supplied the information for this.
Okay.
And I added the end.
Right.
We travelled to the centre of the earth, but gave up at Newark due to the inclement weather. And also because we realised it was an anagram of wanker. In the autumn of 1972. One problem with Facebook there, they put it in fall 1972.
Ah, right.
As discussed, it's autumn. It's in English. The clue's in the name.
Yeah.
England, English. English people write about English, with the exception of Mardy Fishguts, whatever she's called. Clearly, you've got no idea. I've got something else to play now, Tone.
Okay.
And I've been waiting a year for this.
Yeah.
Bucky Sinister is a stand-up comic stroke performer from San Francisco.
Yeah.
And he got in touch with us over a year ago.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and I said, yeah, I'd love to play out one of your routines. Why not send it? He said, I've got to wait for the record company to get the album released before I send you any of the routines. I went, fair enough. The album was put back. Then it was released. The record company have given him the amount of time for them to say, go on, go for it now.
You can right.
Go. Now, most of the routines are a bit long.
Okay.
And at some point, I am going to cut a couple up and just get a minute or two out of them. I've already told Mr. Sinister about this. He is fine with it.
Okay.
However, there is a 44-second intro to who Bucky Sinister is at the start of his album. It's a live album. So what I'm going to do is... Have I even got this thing in? No. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to play you the intro.
Okay.
To this album. And then I'll play you bits more in coming weeks and months when I sort them out, basically. So I need to once again pause the amazing Cemetery Surface as we listen to Bucky Sinister, and Only Aslan Can Judge Me.
Well, I've been hearing a lot of rumors going around about me, and I want to dispel them right now by saying one thing to you all before I get on with my piece here. What happens in Narnia stays in Narnia! You know, I was there, like, you know, you say you're there, like, 30 seconds, getting all kinds of trouble. Look, you know, when you're in Narnia, you don't know how long they... time is going, you're there for years, you don't know when you're going to see another daughter of Eve. You know, Mr. Tumnus is really nice, he's there, he's very sensitive, you know, you can't judge me for this, alright? Only Aslan can judge me, alright? Alright,
yeah. That's right, only Aslan can judge him.
Brilliant.
Quite right too. Nice start, Bucky. I'm going to find some more little bits and bobs off the CD. If you'd like to know more, I think we can legitimately read out his website and MySpace here. BuckySinister.com, BuckySinister.com, or MySpace.com/BuckySinister if you'd like to find out more about him. Some of the other things on it are Fun Is What Fucks You Up, My Date with Wonder Woman, I think I'm going to like that.
Nice.
My Date with Laura Ingalls, Like a Real Life Adam Sandler, Cafe Gratitude, Higher Fucking Power, God Bless You. Plenty of stuff on there to get your teeth into. So I think that's been quite a smooth bit by me, all considered.
It's
bits and bobs to muck about with. If you've not got anything to say, I'm going to get on with the next brilliant song.
I think go for it.
Well, this band needs no introduction. But I am going to give them one.
Okay.
And an introduction. This is the first band I ever saw live.
Yep.
And this song changed my life.
Wow.
And I can't remember whether we played it before or not. This got in the charts in 1983, I believe. Number 34.
Okay.
In the charts. They made an appearance on Top of the Pops when the lead singer was covered in tar by the band who threw a bucket of tar on him towards the end of the song. It was one of the most amazing things I've ever seen. I was hooked. This is King Kirk. This is Destination Zulu, man. Come on, stop and land.
Shining bright. Yeah, the doors are just for open while
Yes, indeed. Destination Zululand.
Nice.
That song changed my life. We wouldn't be here right now if it wasn't for that song. Up until I heard that song, I was into the Smiths and Lloyd Cole and nice stuff. I was getting into gothy stuff and the cult and that, but I hadn't got into psychobilly until I heard that song. And that got me into psychobilly, which got me more into full-on punk and took me down the road that leads us here.
Yep.
So, depending on how you feel about me, that's either a great song or a terror. It certainly upset a girl called Linda I was at school, because my mate Worm, I got him into psychobilly as well, and she wanted him to listen to the Blue Nile and Talking Heads, because she wanted to analyse the Talking Heads.
Okay.
And he wanted to listen to music. So he'd go around there, he'd listen to Talking Heads with her, and she'd go, oh, look at this chord change, isn't this clever, listen to this lyric. And then he'd come out of mine and just go, just put that banging stuff on with it. I went, yep, certainly.
Nice.
And we'd jump around the bedroom for a bit and then nip out for White Diamond, White Lightning, Cider.
Oh, yeah.
Diamond
yeah.
White, you know, oh, the good
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't tell anyone about the gigs I did last weekend. And I didn't mention them, so I'm not going to tell you what happened either. Tough.
Okay.
They vanished, for all concerned.
Got it.
Did bump into Joe.
All right.
Though, yes. Might talk about her next time. Never know. Don't know whether she deserves it or not.
Okay.
Well, you know, because the thing we start mentioning, everyone goes, oh, get her back on, get her back on.
Yeah.
Get her back on the show, get her back on the show. She's so lovely, Joe. No, she's not. She's a cunt for half an hour.
Yeah, exactly. That's all she did.
Basically.
Anyway. There was an official cunt count at one point.
There was. She completely outdid us. This weekend, however, is my gigs in Hitchin and Letchworth.
Okay.
Got Jeff Innocent and Christian Riley on. If you are in the area, do come down. Hitchin One's at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. The Letchworth one is at the Arts Centre in Letchworth, which is behind the Three Magpies. And on the Sunday,
yeah,
we're doing another one at Steve's Pub.
Nice.
Oh yeah, that's right. The Bystander in Wootton in Oxfordshire, and I've got two great acts on: Colin Cole and Nick Wilty. Brilliant lineup. Great lineups all weekend. It helps to buy an advance ticket for the Oxford one. It only holds 50 people.
Yeah.
So, if you're in the Oxfordshire area on Sunday the 9th of September,
yeah,
next Sunday, then go and buy a ticket, nip in the pub, ask for Steve or Aga, his Polish chick,
yep,
in fact, very funny girl, good lass, who you of course know.
Yep, she's cool.
Go and see them, they'll sell you a ticket, make sure you get in. I think the ticket's about £10 for that one,
right,
because it only holds 50 people, and frankly they've got to pay for me.
Yeah.
Hitchin and Letchworth are £8 each, £6 members if you've been before, etc, etc. And I will, at the Hitchin and Letchworth, and in fact, all three of them, I will be doing what I'm about to do now.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you a bit more about my experience in Letchworth, because I forgot to mention the workshop last week.
Right.
I'll do that after.
And can we mention the news thing as well? Or do you say we're going to talk about that?
That's what I mean, yeah.
Oh, right, okay.
I mean the news thing. But first up, I've got a new song that I did at Reading that I didn't even finish saying about last week. I did it successfully at Reading. When I came to do it at the Warmley Cricket Club, I forgot the second verse. And if you don't do the second verse, the first verse doesn't really make a lot of sense at all. It's working. Now, you can I have that a bit louder?
I said, yeah.
Can I have it a bit louder? Is that the right one?
Yeah. That's off.
Oh,
that's
yeah. On. A bit louder now, please. That's cool. Yeah, excellent, right? Hey, you reckon this is my guitar playing debut, don't you?
Yeah, on the show. Well, on the show, yeah, yeah.
Because the last time when we did Got On Holiday, you played it.
Yeah.
And you did that brilliant blues thing as well.
Yeah.
We need to do that again sometime. Right, this is about the woman I hate the most in the world.
Okay.
I had a new girlfriend who was a lot older than me. I should have seen the danger signs. She was slim and she wore all black. She had beady eyes and she wore specs. We went out a few times and... We went out a few times and although she was stern, I thought she might have been a goer. But when it came to sex, she gave me short shrift in the bed. This is what she said: you are the weakest link, goodbye. Don't go to bed with Anne Robinson. Don't go near that aging ginger stick. Keep her off your prick. Take my advice, don't put your knob in, son. Lock your bedroom door and vote her off. She's totally rough. She's got an orange boff. Ha ha ha!
boff.
Yeah, she's got an orange boff. I hate that woman.
Fair enough.
I hate that duck. I do, I hate that one. Anyway.
Okay.
That's
cool.
Yeah, thank you.
Hey.
Oh, there is another thing that I've done as well that I could just do quickly. Girls in white t-shirts getting stuck in the rain. I'm quite childish. Hey. Loving the Planet Smashers, by the way. Have we mentioned that yet? Probably not. Can you talk a bit while I take this?
Yes, I've got a name.
Wah! 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 Nearly got the chance there.
That filled it itself, that's alright. Alright, you're still carrying on. I mentioned last week, I forgot to read this email out. We had a comment from Rachel Spanneth.
Rachel Spanner?
Rachel Spanneth.
Spanneth.
Spanneth. I thought I'd read it out. Hi, Tony. I recently discovered your show.
And well done, you.
And have found that I'm sad that I didn't know about it before. But excited.
Don't be sad, Rachel.
Just be happy. But excited because I can listen to shows back to back as I catch up with you. I had to go to training in New Hampshire, an hour drive last week, and your show kept my annoyance and road rage to a minimum.
Good.
I have really become a crazy masshole.
Since what?
Masshole. Since I'm so far back, I'm not sure if you've yet heard of Pastafarianism, a religion based on pirates. If not, check out the site. Venganza.org, VENGANZA.org. I know I'm probably too old to listen to your show, as I'm 25.
Ooh, 25.
Not even close.
Tony, 25, she's in the zone.
But I'm a fan, and you've allowed me to re-enter the punk world in some aspects and find some fun bands. That's Rachel from Boston.
Thank you, Rachel. Boston. Is that Boston, Lincolnshire, or Boston, Massachusetts?
Boston, Massachusetts, because it's in New Hampshire.
Massachusetts.
Yeah.
Boston, Massachusetts. That was a Kenny Everett joke from the 1970s.
Yeah, the Bee Gees.
Bee Gees. Massive Chew. Oh, do you remember that?
I remember hearing it. Yeah, you watched KM quite a lot.
Massive Chew sets. Fantastic. So, yeah, I need to talk to you a bit more about Letchworth, don't I?
Yes.
Basically, I did this workshop, right, at the University of Hertfordshire for gifted and talented teenagers to learn about stand-up comedy. And they all do a bit at the end of the day. That's how the workshop works, right?
Yeah.
And they were fantastic. They were really, really good fun. And I have to say, there was one lad called Pelham who went on last, who is a comedian already.
Right.
He was great. And what I was particularly pleased about him was, it's nice to know that the next generation in this country are seriously right-wing. these kids are all nuts. He was going, look, he goes, I think it's disgusting. We can't go fox hunting anymore because everyone knows they're vermin, right? And the thing is, we're not allowed to, right? The government said we can't, but it's only a matter of time before we're going to want to hunt something. How about chaffs? He said, let's go chav hunting. He said, we've all got guns. Let's go out shooting chavs willy-nilly. They're vermin as well. Just cut the population of chavs down. Can't you be a better place? I'm sat there.
Got to agree with him.
Fair enough, Pelham. 14 years old. Come up with the same idea I have.
Future Prime Minister.
Although I was treating it less as leisure and more as a chav cull. That was what I was after. But yeah, chav hunting could be good fun.
Yeah.
He did go into detail about it, about how you'd go in you'd chase chavs into the woods with a pack of dogs, and anything looking remotely Burberry, they were allowed to savage to death.
Yeah.
At which point I started to think he might be going a bit far with this, but thought, no, fuck him. But yeah, the thing is that there has been an interesting occurrence around the corner from where my mum and dad live.
Right.
Whereby, and they live in a very nice part of leafy North Hertfordshire.
Mm-hmm.
Around the corner from them, there is a newsagent.
Right.
Which is called Basra.
Okay.
The name of the really? Newsagent is Basra.
Right.
Right. Which might be the surname of the guy who runs it. I don't know. It's called Basra, right? I do this workshop. As I'm coming home in the car, and the kids were great. It was a great day. So thank you to all of them, by the way. And thank you very much to Angela Perry and Joe for looking after me all day. Right. I doubt they'll be listening, but anyway, thanks to them. Right, they took me out for lunch in the rather expensive university refectory, I have to say.
Really?
Bloody students, don't ask him. Right, I'm driving back. I've got the news on Radio 5, and I hear this story about this shooting round the corner from my mum and dad's. I go, this can't be right. This is bonkers.
Yeah.
What a game. And then phone rings. I know you shouldn't answer your phone in the car, but I did because it was my dad. I thought it might be important. Dad rings me up and goes, Paul, there's been a shooting outside of Basra. I said, well, that happens every day, doesn't it?
Yeah.
He went, no, Basra. I went, yeah, I know, Basra. He goes, no, the news agents. I went, oh, dear God, I'm just listening to this now. And anyway, yeah, there was, everyone thought it was kind of boy racers that, well, yeah, right. And there's basically two cars collided. The fellas jumped out, an argument ensued, and right. One of them shot the other in the face.
Right.
Right round the corner from my mum and dad's. Right. Now, the thing is, right, everyone thought it was a boy racer thing. Okay. I went down to Vic that night. The Vic is the pub I go to quite a lot.
Yeah.
Which is run by Vic from the Vic. And the Vic's very near to Hitchin Police Station, where I get my drugs.
Nice. Right?
And right, there's always a few coppers in there. And Vic's boyfriend, Matt, is a copper. And him having a chat. And I think I can say this on here. I don't think it's privy information or whatever. Okay. But he said he suspected it was actually not boy racing. It was a drugs turf war.
All right.
The idea of there being a drugs turf war in Leafy Letchworth, I find rather unbelievable. I thought it was the home of a black squirrel and they regulated everything. But no, it turns out there's a bit of a drugs war going on, and this was very unpleasant occurrence. So three people were shot.
Yeah.
But there were three shots. Two people are in hospital, right. Critical but stable. Another six arrests.
Yeah.
Both cars had four people in each, right? Another six arrests. This means three bullets have taken out eight scum javs. This is literally like killing two birds with one stone. It's fantastic. So if we can't have a chav cull or even go chav hunting ourselves, I say leave them to it.
Yeah, they'll cull themselves. That's fine.
Yeah, self-regulating.
Nice.
As quickly as they breed, they kill. Sounds perfectly fine to me. Time for the last song.
Okay.
And once again, I'm not going to say... I've already put it in fact. Oh, I said put it in. Here goes. Dragster. Played him before. Play him again.
Yeah.
Are you ready to step into the death ray?
Always.
Always stepping
always
into the
stepping
death ray.
Into-
Down by a canyon, but check out.
If you'd like to find out about all the bands on this week's show, you have to go to our MySpace page, myspace.com/punkyradio. They will all be in our top friends, because pretty much they already are.
Yeah.
I think the music's been great this week. I've really enjoyed myself this week.
Yeah, yeah.
I enjoyed it last week as well.
Yeah.
We're on a roll. I think it's because we know we're going to the States soon.
Yeah, and it's September already.
I know.
Or was it 2-3 weeks now?
Autumn leaves.
3 weeks time will be in the States.
Yeah.
Blimey.
Less than that.
Yeah.
In fact, 3 weeks time,
I'll be leaving you.
3 weeks time, I'll be leaving you and buggering off.
That's true.
We're both pretty happy about that.
Yeah, pretty much.
Please do send us as many MySpace comments, Facebook comments. Join the Facebook group. Leave a post on there. Vote for us at Podcast Alley. Vote, Punky.
Vote, yeah.
Subscribe to us at iTunes. If you are a virtual imaginary friend of ours, do something or other on Second Life that we don't quite get.
And let us know about it, because we don't understand it.
If you're in Vietnam, you're going to have to write a note on a Vietnamese pigeon and hope it finds us.
Yeah.
I think that's the only way you get. Thanks to Wicked Radio. Thanks to Hussy Skunk. Thanks to BT Podshow. They have been pretty good to us.
They've been all right, haven't they?
They have been pretty good. Yeah, that's the thing. If you fancy making your own radio station, punkyradio.btpodshow.com. Or you can just go to btpodshow.com.
Yeah, just sign up, free account.
Yeah, it's a free account. It's free radio, basically.
Yeah.
All right, isn't it?
Definitely.
That's quite cool.
When we started doing it, I had to pay for it. God.
All the bands this week we have played on the show before. That's not necessarily the case next week. Might have a load of new music for you. You never know.
Maybe.
You never know. I might also like to maybe dig out some of the stuff from bands and people we might be seeing while we're in Chicago. There's a few.
Good point.
I am getting closer to that. At some point, I'm going to have to start thinking about the trip, actually.
Yeah.
I haven't hired the car yet, that's for sure. I'm sure that we'll be in touch about that soon. Is there anything else we haven't said yet or done yet?
I don't think so. I think that's covered it.
Oh, yeah. Please, if you get the chance, come down to Hitching Lectures or Oxford this weekend. Come and see me. Walk up and say hi. Feel free to buy a CD.
Exactly.
I don't think... Did I even say how you could get the CD last week? I didn't. I just said if you're in the UK. Just basically, email Paulie B at punkyradio.com if you'd like one of my CDs. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog. Apoog. I'll stick that Mrs. Robinson one I did up on something.
Yeah.
I'll either put it on Punky or MySpace, or I might just put it in the charts.
Sounds good to me.
About number 8.
Yeah, something like that. Feels more like that.
You know.
Yeah.
I'm not greedy.
Okay.
The best and the brightest served up daily by the sharpest minds in content delivery, Pod Show, and Limelight.